This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers struck down a bill that would have made it clear that cities and towns can set noise limits within their borders. CPR's Ben DeBerkland has more.
The bipartisan bill sailed through the Senate and failed in its first House committee. The impact is statewide, but the debate focused almost entirely on the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. The city allowed the amphitheater to have a higher noise limit, but neighbors say it's disruptive and harmful. Democratic Representative Jamie Jackson was sympathetic to the residents.
Everyone deserves rest, safety, and stability where they live.
Backers of the bill say Colorado will now be left with perhaps the most aggressive statewide noise limits in the country. They worry it could derail festivals and music events that are critical throughout the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Colorado Springs City Council has voted to disband a group aimed at improving the relationship between the police department and the public. It formed in the aftermath of the 2020 killing of George Floyd and locally of Devon Bailey. Leadership of the group said it was ineffectual due to their indirect connection to police leadership and lack of enforcement mechanisms. Council took the commission's recommendation, voting unanimously to dissolve the commission. A second vote is expected in 2 weeks. Denver and northeastern Colorado is under a freeze watch for Friday. Forecasters say temps could be in the teens in the morning. This is CPR News.